Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask and encourage you to invite others to the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Medlock will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Sister Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity that you have afforded me and others to share spreading the word in this forum. I want to thank each and every one of you who have tuned in either via www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Nurture, where you can listen to this live, or you can search the archives there for this and other worthwhile messages, as well as those of you who've called the telephone number that's associated with Blog Talk Radio. And in addition to that, I'm grateful to those who either are joining for the first time or who faithfully follow my simulcast on Facebook Live. None of you are taken for granted. Thank you very much. I'm entitling this devotion 2022, The Year of Acceptance. 2022, The Year of Acceptance. And I started out by asking you, what do you want and what do you want to do, or who do you want to be? And whether or not you have been asking God to help you to get there. Many of you may have been struggling with certain issues and certain concerns all the while, because there's really not a lot of confusion for those of us who are Christians about who we should be. We should be people who represent ourselves in our thoughts, in our actions, and in our words as children of God. However, there are those times when we are a bit more uncertain. And because of that, we oftentimes are asking God about something, not about something that is obvious that we should do, but we might be struggling with, what should I do? What do I want really want? Or what should I really want? What do I want to be? And so because of that, to God for direction. I want to cause you to change your spiritual paradigm this morning, however, and not think about this being another year of asking, but let it be a year of acceptance. Because when it's all said and done, the way in which we should petition God, and this is for those who are endeavoring to be spiritually mature, that's not the type of person who likes to praise God only because God gives that person what they want. And then all of a sudden, God, the only time God comes out of your mouth is when you say, won't he do it? But we really need to be more deeply entrenched in our relationship with God by understanding that we need to pray the type of prayers that the New Testament in particular really encourages us to pray. So yeah, this is going to be a year when you're going to ask for stuff. You're going to say, what do I want? Or Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, where do you want me to be? Lord, who do you want me to be? And the scriptures are still there in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. These scriptures are still there. You still have the passages of scriptures in James chapter 4, the latter part of verse number 2. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. That's a great lead-in to helping us to know how to properly pray. It's more than just using the words in Matthew chapter 6, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's much more than that. The idea of when I say how to pray, it means what James was just talking about. You really have to understand that when you're praying, you got to pray in the Holy Spirit. You can't pray with the wrong motives. And that is what continues to trip us up every single time. Look at what the Bible says in Jude 1 and verse number 20. After he had spent the entire chapter saying, hey, you really need to contend for the faith, and you got all of these circumstances and situations in most of the book where people are being, as he ends, divided worldly-minded, and devoid of the Spirit. But he says in verse 20, but you, beloved, because I'm not thinking that you're liking that, like that, if you are contending for the faith. The Bible says, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves, verse 21, in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. So what's the message for you? Our prayers need to be prayers like what Jesus presented to us in Matthew chapter 26. You guys remember the prayer. I mean, you have the Garden of Gethsemane as the setting, and you have the Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, that are with him. He said to them in verse 38 of Matthew 26, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And so in verse 39, he said the words that really need to help guide our mindset. And as a result of our mindset being in the right spot, guide our prayers, where the Bible says, and he went a little farther beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Our prayers do not be about our own selfish motives like they've been in previous years. But 2022 needs to be a year in which it needs to be a year of acceptance. Maybe it's the year of an acceptance that it's the Lord's will that you stay where you are. You keep doing what you're doing. Maybe it's a year where it's an acceptance that you need to go, where you need the next thing that the Lord has for you. And it's amazing because a lot of times, when the Lord wants us to do something and we're not willing to accept it, the Lord will yank it from us. The Lord will get our attention in ways where we'll lose the job, or the opportunity will elude us, or the schedule that we had planned somehow gets derailed. At some point, we really have to say, I'm going to accept what the will of the Lord is. That really needs to be our mindset the entire time. Jesus came and died on the cross. He said at the point of death, look, let this cup pass, but let not my will, Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, who emptied himself to come down to this earth, let not my will, but let thy will be done. If Jesus, being who he was and having done what he'd done, hadn't sinned, was willing to say, yes, I really don't want to die. However, nevertheless, let not my will, but thy will be done. We need to have a similar mindset, a year of acceptance, a year in which we don't pray just for our own selfish motives, but we pray saying, Lord, I might want this, or I'm not sure what's best, but guide me in your will so that I can do what you want done. Because ultimately, I want to be your vessel. I want to be your child. I want to continue to be your servant. And so if you need me to stay in this job, stay in this place, take on another role, or become something else, then let thy will be done. Let 2022 be the year of acceptance. Father, I want to thank you for this day. And Father, we want to thank you for Grace Nurture. We want to thank you for Brother Bradshaw and Sister Danielle and the others that are playing a role with this particular ministry. Father, allow it so that many can hear this word and apply it in a way that would allow this year to be the year where we finally get our prayers right, that we truly pray in the Holy Spirit, and we reveal ourselves as being individuals that are not always basically praying prayers that say, give me, give me, give me, but prayers that basically say, let not my will, but thy will be done. Father, help those that are in bad marriages. Help those who are still struggling or worrying about their kids or their grandkids. Help those that are traveling. Help those that are incarcerated. Help those that are leaving incarceration and are trying to make their way back into the mainstream of society. Father, just continue to be with me as I continue to minister. Be with those that I minister to, those that I teach with during the days, the Monday through Friday, and just continue to just be with each and every one of you, within each and every one of us, in our own locus of controls and within our own spheres of influence. Help us to be everything that you would have us to be. And that every singular day is a day in which our thoughts, our words, and our actions are designed to give you glory, because that's our singular goal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.